Hey, everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody, it's time that we have a honest conversation about vaccines. We talk about the death rate. We talk the death count. We talk about things that you're not supposed to talk about in a factual way. And in no way saying that if you got the vaccine, you did something wrong. We're just asking questions here. I think you're really going to enjoy this episode, and I want you to send it to your friends if you feel so moved and support us and our commitment to telling you the facts first at charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Lisa from Missouri for supporting us. I want to thank Carl from Ohio for supporting us. I want to thank Kirk from Florida at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you guys so much for your generous support so that we could do episodes like this that we know we're going to kind of take it on the chin a little bit when we talk about these issues, but it really matters. And I also want to tell you about the book of the week at thinker.org, T-H-I-N-K-R.org. It's The Great Influenza, The Story of the Deadliest Pandemic in History. I think it's really helpful to know about this. So if you guys want to learn about it, go to thinker.org/Charlie, thanker.org/Charlie, about the 1918 influenza that targeted young adults and killed far more than the Black Plague or AIDS, thinker.org/Charlie. It's time to talk about vaccines. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
I was on with Tucker Carlson last night. We had a good conversation about a Noam Chomsky quote, which is the easiest and most effective way to control the population is to limit the spectrum of acceptable opinion and discourse. So instead, there's this facade of free speech that exists in our country around issues that really matter. So people think they're having robust discussion and debate, when in reality, they are simply eating from the cafeteria line of selections that the gatekeepers have put in front of them. This is a deeper point that I think is worthy of building out, but it actually provoked some thinking late last night. I thought to myself, what is the topic that we need to talk about that we are not supposed to talk about? And actually just so happened to be the topic that Tucker Carlson also led with his show on. It is time to talk about vaccines. Now, we have patiently waited before we have weighed into this issue. We have wanted to see all the data and facts and science. And I am by no means an epidemiological expert or an inoculation expert when it comes to this. There's more passion and fervor around this topic than almost any other in America right now. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask questions. And we are going to look at data. We're going to listen to some sound, and then you can decide for yourself. I've said before, I am not taking the Chinese coronavirus vaccine. I am not going to inoculate myself. That is my own personal decision. If you're listening to this right now and you've decided to take the vaccine, then that is your decision, and very well might be the right decision. I don't know. But instead, we are now embarking on an unprecedented mass inoculation strategy. And if you're not even allowed to ask questions of what are the downsides? Is everyone seeing benefits from the Chinese coronavirus vaccine? What is a vaccine? You see, these are questions that our media should be asking. Instead, with religious fervor, almost as if you were in the Catholic Church and you say, I don't want to take the Eucharist, they are saying, if you are a citizen of the country and you don't take the vaccine, you're a bad person. Dr. Fauci goes on Jimmy Kimmel and says that it was very frustrating to see people decline the vaccine, cut 66.
Are you frustrated by the fact that after all the work you and so many people did to get these vaccines working and available, that a quarter of this country will not get it?
Yeah, yes, Jimmy, it is very frustrating, not only because, you know, you care about everyone in the country. You care about the health and the safety of individuals.
Very frustrating is what Dr. Fauci said. Joe Biden said this is not a Democrat or Republican issue. The science behind the vaccines has been under development for two decades. So has everyone who has taken the vaccine seen wonderful benefits? Well, we look internationally, for example, in the islands of Antigua and Barbuda in the Caribbean, vaccination started on the 17th of February and followed by a sharp rise in COVID-19 deaths, the most deaths since the pandemic started. It took 2 months for the deaths to return to the pre-vaccination levels. I'm reading from Meadow PhD, an academic who posts a lot of his research on Twitter and also cites it, which this stuff is very well cited through the National Institute of Health and even the World Health Organization is publishing this data. How about in Brazil, where Chinese coronavirus deaths have increased since vaccination started on the 16th of January? How about Paraguay? They're also experiencing a similar increase in Chinese coronavirus mortality. How about a tiny island in the Indian Ocean, the Maldives? They started administrating vaccines on the 2nd of February and also saw a surge in the Chinese coronavirus deaths. Now, I know some of you may be listening on WABC or the Riverside, friends in Riverside, California, or AM 560 The Answer, or AM 960 The Patriot in Arizona say, Charlie, you're now getting into shaky territory. Thin ice, Conspiracyville. I am reading facts and I'm asking questions. Are these vaccines automatically good for us? Play tape.
I've been saying this a long time, but I really believe this is not a Democrat or a Republican issue. Science behind the vaccines has been under development for decades. Two of our vaccines were authorized under prior administrations, Republican administrations. This is your choice. It's life and death.
Life and death. Now, here's a question that I would love to ask Joe Biden. If vaccines are always the answer, then why is it that the Health Resources and Services Administration, a department of our government, has a national vaccine injury compensation program funded by taxpayers? And they have paid out billions of dollars. Did you know that? Did you know that there is a taxpayer-funded effort that gives you money. It subsidizes you if you get injured by vaccines. So if vaccines create injuries, why are taxpayers having to subsidize it? You guys can look at it yourself. Type into your search engine, hopefully it's not Google, National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, HRSA.gov. It's a whole website. They have forms that you can fill out. It says here, in some cases, vaccine can cause a serious problem, such as an allergic reaction. In these instances, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program may provide financial compensation to individuals who file a petition and are found to have been injured by a VICP-covered vaccine. Even in cases in which finding is not made, petitioners may receive compensation through a settlement. Continues, what is the process? Well, it says that the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Board is a no-fault alternative to the traditional legal system for resolving vaccine injury petitions. It was created in the 80s to protect the pharmaceutical companies because there were so many lawsuits against vaccines. This is your taxpayer dollars that are, it's basically, you guys ever see the, have you been suffering from emphysema? Or do you have a friend that may have been exposed to some chemicals at work? We'll call Johnson & Johnson Law Firm today, and we are the plaintiff's attorney. You guys ever see those advertisements? There are so many claims being made against the problems with vaccines that a taxpayer-funded government entity had to step in to protect pharmaceutical companies in favor of mass inoculation. Now, maybe that was the right move, or maybe it wasn't. You can decide. It says here, though, created in the 80s against lawsuits against vaccine companies and healthcare providers threatened to cause a vaccine shortage and reduce U.S. vaccination rates. which could have caused a resurgence of vaccine-preventable diseases. So then, therefore, Congress came in and said, we will pay for the problems around vaccines for you.
Did you know that 80% of the grass-fed beef sold in the United States is imported from overseas? It's staggering. That's why I get my meat from GoodRanchers.com, because their product is 100% American. When you buy your steak and chicken from Good Ranchers, not only are you getting amazing meat, but you're also supporting American farms. My friends at Good Ranchers have traveled the United States and met with actual farmers that raise the livestock to ensure the product they are sending to your table is the very best. All the product is individually wrapped and it eliminates waste. GoodRanchers.com safely delivers American craft beef, better than organic chicken, right to your door. Buy one time, or better yet, subscribe. Check out the Family Fest Bundle. If you subscribe, you will save 20% with each purchase. Subscribing brings the cost per meal down to just $2.38 per meal. That includes steak, chicken, and more. Stop trying to play the grocery store guessing game. Know where your meat comes from with GoodRanchers.com. Support American farmers. Go to GoodRanchers.com to get $20 off and free express shipping. 100% American beef and chicken. Chicken is always 100% all natural. No antibiotics ever, no hormones added ever. Better than organic, individually wrapped, vacuum sealed, and ready to go. And don't forget, you always get free express shipping. Safe and convenient way to shop. Go to GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. GoodRanchersNS.com/Charlie.
We are in violation of a thought crime. The Ministry of Truth has sent us a telegram, and the telescreen on the wall has said that we must now pay reparations because we are talking about something we're not supposed to be talking about. Vaccines. Are they wonderful? Are they terrible? There's something in the middle. We don't know. We're just asking questions. So, how many people have died from the Chinese coronavirus vaccine? 100? 200? Well, according to the official website of the government, 3,362 people apparently died after getting the Chinese coronavirus vaccine in the United States. 3,362. That's an average of over 30 people every single day. Now, maybe you took the vaccine and you're just fine. Listen to Tucker Carlson say it himself. Cut 74.
So the question is, how do those numbers compare to the apparent death rate from the coronavirus vaccines now being distributed across the country? That's worth knowing. So we checked today, and here's the answer. And these numbers come from the same set of government numbers that we just read to you from. Here they are. Between late December of 2020 and last month, a total of 3,362 people apparently died after getting the COVID vaccine in the United States. 3,362. That's an average of roughly 30 people every day.
So more people have died from the Chinese coronavirus vaccine than died at 9/11. That's a lot of people. Cut 71, Tucker asked the question saying, how many people have died? So we're going backwards. I'm just framing the argument here. By the way, we're just following what Tucker had to say and asking questions. Because if we have a 9/11 on our hands from a Chinese coronavirus vaccine, wouldn't the media be interested in that? Cut 71.
Here's a very simple question. How many Americans have died after taking the COVID vaccines? That's not Americans who've been killed by the virus. That's a huge number. It's how many Americans have died after getting the vaccines designed to prevent the virus. Do you know the answer to that question?
And then Tucker points out that the social pressures that are now in place to get the shot, how you might be able to fly or go to school until you get one. This is a short clip. Again, we're just framing what Tucker had to say. And cut 72.
If you haven't had your shot, you're under enormous pressure to get your shot. You understand that soon you may not be able to fly on commercial airlines or go to work at the office or send your children to school if you don't have the shot.
Now, here's a question. Are all vaccines mounting a death toll like the Chinese coronavirus vaccine, where now more people have died from the vaccine than from Pearl Harbor or from 9/11? No. Tucker says that the flu vaccine is not as dangerous, and it's important that we're clear and honest about that. Cut 73.
Vaccines are not dangerous. That's not a guess. We know that pretty conclusively from the official numbers. Every flu season, for example, we give influenza shots to more than 160 million Americans. Every year, a relatively small number of people seem to die after getting those shots. To be precise, in 2019, that number was 203 people. The year before that, 2018, it was 119 people. In 2017, it was a total of just 85 people who died after getting the flu shot. Now, every death is tragic, obviously, but big picture, we do not consider those numbers to be disqualifying. We keep giving flu shots and very few people complain about it.
Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, V-A-E-R-S, .hhs.gov. It is a government website where you can put this information into a portal. So let me ask you a question. I don't know the answer. Do you think that now that nearly 4,000 people have died from the Chinese coronavirus vaccine, do you think that number is right on point? Is it low or is it high? Do you think that it is being underreported, perfectly reported, or overreported? Do we have any evidence to suggest that the medical establishment being run by Dr. Fauci has lied about anything over the last year? Do you think that the people in charge of making these decisions have ever tried to cover anything up, like Andrew Cuomo? What if it's even more than that? What if more people have died from the vaccine than 4,000 people? That's an extraordinary amount of people. Look, by now you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and how Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. Mike Lindell, he's got a lot of ambition. He's a patriot. He loves his country. A lot of people like Mike Lindell. In fact, I get emails from people. They say, Charlie, how can I help you? How can I help Mike Lindell? How can I help the country? Well, if you go to MyPillow.com and buy anything with the promo code Kirk, it helps both of us. That's right. Maybe you want to go buy the MyPillow slippers. They're beautiful slippers. Maybe you want to buy the MyPillow. MyPillow slippers are so comfortable that you want to get some for the whole family. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. You'll also get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bedsheets, the MyPillow mattress toppers, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk. Always eyes watching you and the voice enveloping you. Asleep or awake, indoors or out of doors. In the bath or bed, no escape. Nothing was your own except the few cubic centimeters in your skull. George Orwell, 1984. If you are not able to ask questions about what's happening around you, if you are not able to analyze the world with reason, logic, and get answers from our leaders, then nothing was your own except the few cubic centimeters in your skull. In 1984, Orwell continued to write, there was truth and there was untruth, and if you clung to the truth even against the whole world, you were not mad. You had to live, did live, from the habit that became instinct and the assumption that every sound you made was overheard, except in darkness, every moment scrutinized. George Orwell came up with the term a thought crime. And everything we are doing right now is in violation of the Ministry of Truth's standards and guidelines. Sit down and obey. Do not mention the vaccine. Do not talk about the vaccine. Don't even do anything except post a selfie of you taking the vaccine and talking about how wonderful it is. And if you don't, you're a bad person. You're a racist. And you should pay reparations while you're getting the vaccine. Since the beginning of the Chinese coronavirus outbreak, Wyoming has experienced 710 Chinese coronavirus-related deaths. Vermont, 248. Alaska, 331. As of right now, as we are doing this broadcast, more people have died from the vaccine than died from the Chinese coronavirus in Alaska, Vermont, and Wyoming combined. Over 4,000 and counting, and that doesn't even count some of the deaths in Europe. And so it comes down to this other point that Tucker Carlson made, the vaccine adverse events system. And many people are saying they're undercounting it. Cut 75. Tucker Carlson explores this. Play tape.
The data we just cited come from the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, VAERS. VAERS is managed by the CDC and the FDA. VAERS has received a lot of criticism over the years, some of it founded. Some critics have argued for a long time that VAERS undercounts vaccine injuries. A report submitted to the Department of Health and Human Services in 2010 concluded that, quote, fewer than 1% of vaccine adverse events are reported by the VAERS system. Fewer than 1%.
So the question is, are they counting the numbers correctly? Well, in Cut 76, Tucker lays out the adverse effects reported by VAERS, V-A-E-R-S. You could look at the government website yourself. I personally am not taking the vaccine. If you have decided to take the vaccine, that might be the best decision for you. I don't know. Instead, we are exploring a fact pattern and doing what the media refuses to do. Communicate the downsides of the largest, most aggressive, quasi-religious effort to inoculate an entire population, play tape.
VAERS records nearly 900 non-fatal heart attacks in people who just received the shot. 2,700 people reported unexplained chest pains. In all, the vaccine, according to the government reporting system, appears to have contributed to at least 8,000 hospitalizations. Some of the side effects defy easy explanation. Researcher Alex Berenson has noted that coronavirus vaccines now account for almost one-third of all tinnitus reports in the VAERS database. Tinnitus, the ringing in your ears.
Amongst many other side effects that are spreading quickly, what does North Dakota, South Dakota, Rhode Island, Utah, Nebraska, Delaware, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Alaska, West Virginia, New Hampshire, D.C., Guam, Puerto Rico, Maine, Vermont, Oregon, Virgin Islands, and Hawaii have in common? All of those states have less COVID-19 deaths than the purported total number of vaccine-related deaths nationally. Well over 4,000 people, according to the government's own website, have died because of the Chinese coronavirus vaccine. I know people that it took them off their feet and they were sicker because of the vaccine than they were for anything they've had recently. I know people that have taken it and they were just fine. 16 out of 50 states, one-third of the United States, with fewer COVID deaths than vaccine-related deaths. So what happens when you dare even ask these questions? Well, as Orwell wrote in 84, the Ministry of Truth will try to destroy you. Don't believe me? Watch CNN host Michael Smirkanish say that people who don't take the vaccine should be socially ostracized by friends and family. Cut 67. Michael Smirkanish. Play tape.
Here's an option. There was a USA Today essay that was published by a former prosecutor named Michael Stern. And I discussed this briefly on radio yesterday. He says, we've got to shun folks. We've got to shun people into getting vaccinated. Things should get personal, too. People should require friends to be vaccinated to attend the barbecues and birthday parties they host. Friends don't let friends spread COVID.
And so one way to keep a population obedient is to say you can have robust discussion within these guidelines. So you can have robust discussion within this guideline, whether or not you should wear one mask or two masks while you're jogging 50 feet away from each other. That's their idea of free speech. The left's new idea of free speech is how many masks you have to wear in a park. When real free speech is, wait a second, hold on. Why are we trying to inoculate our entire population? Is anyone dying as a result from this? This is from the CDC's own website, cdc.gov. 4,178 reports of death among people who have received the Chinese coronavirus vaccine. So basically, it's a 0.0017% death rate. So essentially, you're more likely to die from a vaccine than a black person is likely to die from a police officer unarmed. I thought that's all of a sudden warranting massive reaction in the streets. I'm only saying that because I happen to be intimately familiar with how many zeros it takes to warrant outrage from BLM. If you don't understand what I mean, we go through all these statistics and it's always like 0.00001% your likelihood of being shot and killed as an unarmed black man. Well, it's a 0.0017%, but I don't know if that number's true. Do you? CDC and FDA physicians review each case report of death as soon as notified, and CDC requests medical records to further assess reports. Now, do you think the 4,178 number is true and honest and fair? Or do you think the government might be underreporting it? And that might, by the way, that doesn't even count potential long-term damages a vaccine might have on people that are taking it. So Jimmy Kimmel has a little skit. Of course, he's a shill for the pharmaceutical companies. Cut 68, Jimmy Kimmel says, if you're on the fence about the vaccine, maybe you should listen to doctors. Of course, doctors have been wrong about nothing, obviously. Play tape.
I'm a doctor.
I'm a doctor, an actual medical doctor.
Look at all of my diplomas.
I worked a second job to put myself through nursing school.
I'm 53 now, and I won't have my student loans paid off till well after I retire. Did you know the human body has 205 bones? Well, you're wrong. It's actually 206.
I did know that because I'm a doctor.
I've saved people's lives.
You heard what? On whose podcast?
Is he a doctor? No? Scientist? No?
Can he name one of the ingredients in the vaccine?
Can he point to his gabella?
Then tell him to shut the f*** up. Just get the vaccine. Roll the f*** up and get the vaccine.
And tell your friend on Facebook to stick to jewelry.
Brought to you by people who are smarter than we are. Someone very close to me always said, growing up, it was just such a phenomenal wisdom. I don't want to say who it is, but it was just someone really close to me said, always beware of self-righteous mad scientists. And that is so true. The people that are that self-righteous about being in charge, I know more about you. There's very little medicine happening in that whole community, by the way. It's basically pill pushing and pharmaceutical administration. When many of these things can be fixed through a healthy diet, going outside, stopping, like not stuffing your face with caloric filled sugar content. But no, for them, they are saying that we're smarter than you. We're the doctors. And take this. Well, I would just love to ask a question. By the way, maybe they're right. Maybe it is the right decision for you to take the vaccine. I'm just really interested why there is a National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program funded by taxpayers that you can go and get injury compensation for that. Why is that necessary? I'm curious why there's a vaccine adverse event reporting system that's been set up on our government, by our government. Now, something that the Trump era taught me, I'm going to be very honest, it taught me to listen to the concerns of not just our voters, but everyday people that seem to have a special passion about an issue. There seems to be this concerted campaign by the people in charge to ignore the needs, wants, and concerns. And I could tell you the number one issue that fires up young mothers in America is this vaccine issue. And they ask me about it all the time. And I am not an expert. There are people that know this a lot better. I'm simply putting this information in front of you. And you could draw your own conclusions as you see fit. But when Dr. Fauci, the man who has lied about everything, the man who is more of a political scientist than any sort of scientist or medical expert, is the one that is pushing this forward and proselytizing the country, and we have 4,100 vaccine deaths? That's a lot. And so the other question is there cherry picking of the reporting of the negative reports on VAERS? For example, the Johnson & Johnson VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Reporting System, has negative reports highlighted, but not others. And remember, vaccine makers cannot be sued. They have immunity. Instead, that's why they create up that taxpayer-funded board to be able to settle there. And this, by the way, this doesn't even count what's happening in Europe. Some believe that over 7,766 people have died in Europe due to mass inoculation strategies. Is that a number that we're okay with? Or maybe we should just say, you know what? That's the price of inoculation. Suck it up. Or is there a better way to go about doing this? And why are they so obsessed about vaccines? Joe Rogan, God love him, he has liberated this conversation. I don't hear about Joe as much. I think the Spotify deal actually put him behind kind of corporate gatekeepers. I'm a big Rogan fan, by the way. I think he's actually brilliant, and I could tell you why in a different episode. He's a free speech ambassador, but I just don't see him as much because he's not on YouTube, not on Apple Podcast. But this is a really interesting clip. Play cut 65.
You know, I tried to send a friend of mine a video the other day on Twitter through a direct message, and it was blocked.
Really?
I couldn't send a direct message. I was asking him if this was accurate, and it was a doctor who was talking about ivermectin. And ivermectin, which is it's a treatment for COVID. And this doctor was saying that ivermectin is 99% effective in treating COVID, but that you don't hear about it because you can't fund vaccines when there's an effective treatment.
Hmm.
And this is, I don't know if this guy's right or wrong. So I'm asking questions. So I go, hey, tell me about this. So I send it. message not sent. I tried to send it again. Message not sent. And I'm like, oh my God, what's your email? I had to send it through email. It's blocked.
Well, they'll block email soon, by the way. My fiance, Erica, said the other day, she said, Charlie, you know they're not going to let you speak on campus unless you get the vaccine. I said, that is exactly right. The new way they are going to censor speech is through the vaccine. They know who's actually asking questions and they know who's obeying. They know who is doing what is what they are being told and people that are asking questions. So if there's 4,000 deaths due to the vaccine now, and it could be more than that, how many will it be before the end of the year? What is the acceptable number? Now, according to the CDC's own website, it says, quote, recent reports indicate a plausible causal relationship between Johnson & Johnson Janssen COVID-19 vaccine and a rare and serious adverse event, blood clots with low platelets, which has caused deaths, from the CDC. A plausible causal relationship. Maybe it is the right choice for you. Maybe we should just sit down and obey and say 4,000 deaths is no problem. Maybe we should say 8,000 deaths in Europe, no problem. Maybe we should say that more people dying of the vaccine than 9/11 or Pearl Harbor is a cost of doing business in America. Maybe that's the right choice. Maybe we should say these people that are having blood clot issues, people that are having issues neurologically, maybe we should just say that's okay. I don't know. But what I do know is that most people are making these decisions without all the information in front of them. And if I have learned anything over the last year, it is the people that are pushing most vocally and passionately for everyone to do something, it usually has more to the story that isn't always good for you and good for our country. And since the media has become basically the communication arm of the pro-vaccination inoculation crowd in our country, this program here will do actual free speech, not cafeteria buffet line speech where we only talk about the things that they present in front of us, such as how many masks can you wear in a park? That's their new idea of free speech. We are going to talk about the things that no one is allowed to talk about. Thought crimes. So maybe it is the right thing. Whatever decision you make around regarding the vaccine, I respect that decision. But as far as we have this program and we are talking to our audience, we're going to give you the truth and the facts. And whatever the truth might be about the vaccines, you find that out. 4,000 people have died from the vaccine, according to the CDC, and growing. Maybe that doesn't move you. Maybe it does. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. God bless you guys. And please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Speak to you soon.